I'm very honored to introduce our guest speaker tonight. He's had a profound impact on my thinking. We met in February. He spoke at one of our functions, and he was just fantastic. He's president of the Speakers College. He's spoken and given speeches on 6 different continents. He's an author, as you know. A lot of us, all of us, should be reading his book right now. He's a graduate from the University of Arkansas, Western Seminary with master's degrees. He's a Rhodes Scholar nominee. He has a PhD in communications, married to Kathy for 47 years, lives in Dallas, Texas, and he played with the Kansas City Royals. He has 3 children and 12 grandchildren. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our special guest tonight, Dr. Randy Marshall.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you. Basically, what I have talked about for the last 22 years is a new way to look at planning. And what I would define a plan as is 90 days or 3 months. Some people would call that periodization, but it's a quarterly plan that for 50 years of my life, I actually had it wrong. The key to planning, as you will know, is good goal setting. But my problem was that I had a wrong definition, and I've since been freed up in this, and it's made all the difference in the world with what a goal is. And the issue is that I, for a long time, labored under that wrong definition, and I was frustrated. Planning is really the key that unlocks the door, if it's accurate, to your vision or the dreams that you have. Now, what I would define a vision as is 3 years, 3 years from now. Why 3 years? I think most people tend to overestimate what they can do in 1 year, and they underestimate what they can do in 3 years. So I always think 3 years out. But to be able to jumpstart that process, you must have a good plan in place. So every 3 months, I think about how this affects my 3-year vision. And so when I was 50 years of age, I was really struggling a bit. And so I went to a dear friend of mine and I said, "Don, I have a problem." I said, and so for about 50 minutes, I just poured out my struggle. And Don said to me, he said, "Randy, you're a control freak." He said, "You don't know who's in control. You cannot be responsible for people. You can only be responsible to people." And I said, "Well, tell me more." And he said, "I'll ask you a couple of questions." He said, first of all, and he started with some easy ones. He said, "You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Secondly, you can set the sail on the boat, but you can't bring the wind." And but then he moved into some heavy waters for me. He said, "Let me ask you a question. You've been married now to Kathy for several years, almost 25 years. Is it a good goal to have a good marriage?" And I said, "Well, of course it is." And then he said, "Is it a good goal to raise your 3 children, Whitney, John, and Mindy, to be responsible citizens?" And of course I said, "Absolutely." So I thought, well, there's 2 answers at least, even in my confusion, that I got right. First, is it a good goal to have a great marriage? Of course. Is it a great goal to raise good kids? Absolutely. But very gently and very clearly, he said, "There's your problem." He said, "Those aren't good goals." He said, "Those are desires. It's a good desire to have a good marriage and a good desire to raise good kids. But the problem there is it can't be a goal because your spouse and your children are out of your control. They can go their own independent way. They can, because of their will, they can choose to go on a different path. And many times that's true, isn't it? Divorce or whatever, that you wanted to save it, but the person says no. and they exercise their own will to do that. So he said, you must have mental health in business or in your personal life by knowing the difference between a goal and a desire. Now, if you've read the book or you've listened to the tape, you know basically what I'm talking about. To have shalom in your life, in business, to be able to plan for the next 3 months, you've got to understand, and I did, and I found it to be absolutely true and absolutely accurate. It's basically changed my life, changed the course of my family's life, to know the difference between a goal and a desire. So the question is it a good goal for you to make a certain level with international connection? Is it a good goal for you, for example, to become a diamond or platinum or whatever it is? I don't think it is. Why is that? Because it takes other people to get you to that. Is it a good desire to make that level of production? Yes, but it's not a good goal. So we've got to come to grips with a clear definition of the two. So let's do that. If you read the book or you've listened to the tape, let me give you a quick definition of what I think a goal is. A goal is that which you alone own and you alone can accomplish. It's dependent upon no one else. You alone have to do it. Draw a circle around yourself. Put yourself in the center of the circle. If it's to be, it's up to me. That is goal setting. It's not dependent upon anybody else. You alone have to pull it off. But a desire is differently. A desire is that which is out of your control and is dependent upon someone else to help you accomplish it, to help you pull it off. Now, in a business that's dependent upon relationships, it's crucial that we understand the difference between the two. Here's the problem. We get them mixed up all the time. What we think is a goal is really a desire, and vice versa. The best illustration I know of that is the Serenity Prayer. And you can probably quote it. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Right. Fundamentally, that's the principle behind what we're talking about. So separate a goal out from a desire. And you say, well, a clever definition of it. Clever. How does it work? And you notice in the booklet that was sent out to you or the tape you listened to that there are three principles that drive a goal and three that drive a desire. Take some notes now. This is when I began to take a couple of notes when Don was sharing this with me almost 50 plus years ago. I'll go through them very quickly. We could spend a lot of time on them. We won't tonight. Step number one, or principle number one for a goal, you have to work for it. You can pray for your daily bread, but it's not going to be normally parachuted out of the sky. In fact, the ancient text says, if you do not work, you're worse than an infidel. So we have to work for goals. We have to go out and play in the traffic. You have to make the call. You have to work. That's what a goal is all about. If I don't do it, it won't get done. Secondly, that work ethic is translated into activities. You want to catch a fish? Put the bait in the water. You want to win the lottery? Buy a ticket. You want to have a good garden? Plant the seeds and tend to it, all the weeds. The point is that it doesn't just happen. It's a partnership, but you've got to do your part. My dad, I played baseball with Kansas City Royals. My dad used to say, you cannot hit the ball with the bat on your shoulders. Swing the bat. And so I've got to do something or it won't get done. Again, work ethic translated into activities. Here's the third and a very important one. Goals are predictable and they're scheduled. In other words, this has to do with time. You can book it. If you can't put your goal down on your calendar, it's not a good goal. We control time. Time does not control us. We're the master of time. To say you do not have enough time is not a statement of fact. It's a statement of value. We all have 24/7. So three principles that drive a goal. We have to alone control it. Remember, now let's flip the coin. The other side of the coin is, what's a desire? Well, you don't work for a desire. First principle, you pray for a desire. Work for goals, pray for desires. Work for goals, pray for desires, and don't get it mixed up. It's like the ancient well, as a statesman, actually, about 120 years ago, who said it this way: I work as if everything depended upon me. I pray as if everything depended upon God. It's 100%, 100% divine partnership. I work, and then I pray. Secondly, and this is a controversial one, but this will make it or break it. So listen carefully. This is the issue. Goals have to do with activities, but desires have to do with results of the activities. Results. Here's why. If you and I become dependent upon results, it'll drive us crazy. You cannot control results. Well, you say, well, huh, this is business. I've got to have results. Now, the focus becomes on what you can control. And if I can control it with a tight hand and hold desires with a loose hand, it is amazing how much more results I get, much less complaining about people, circumstances. I don't gripe about the things I cannot control. I'm too busy focusing on those things I can control. And then finally, goals, predictable and they're scheduled. Guess what? Just the opposite. A desire is unpredictable and it's unscheduled. How many times does it come out of the blue, unannounced, almost serendipity, when we didn't deserve it sometimes, didn't expect it, but it happens? But I'll tell you this, the harder I work in my goals, quote unquote, the luckier I get in my desires. Yes, it's unpredictable and it's unscheduled, but it's amazing how often that happens when I zero in, focus on what I can control. Now, you have a worksheet in front of you. This is the key that unlocks the door. This is what we have been doing for a long time as a family. And it is a goals and desires worksheet in which this takes you to practical application from belief to behavior, from principle to practice. This is critical. Let me start with three tips on how to use this. Number one, it is 3 months, it's 90 days. Why? Because 90 days, you begin to see some fruit of this. But it doesn't discourage you. You don't want it longer. About 90 days is enough, 3 months, to see some fruit of the seeds that you've been planted. So always think 90 days out. Secondly, get a partner. Get a partner that works with you, because there's accountability here on the goals, and there is a prayer that you can have for each other in the area of desire. So you pray for each other in desires, and you hold each other accountable in the area of goals. But here's the key to this. Always start with the desires first. Start on the right-hand side there. Why? Because what benefits a person is what motivates a person. Here's the deal. Goals have to do with inner excellence. Here it is, the word, discipline. Daily activity that you alone can control will lead inevitably to the goals, the desires, rather, that you want. So desires have to do with outward success. Goals, inward excellence. Desires, outward success. So always start with what you think is going to be the desire for the three-month period of time. What do you want? What do you want? Has to do with that. And so what I do is goals and desires in three areas. First of all, me, personal development. I got to get better. Secondly, relationship or others. I want to connect with people and live in harmony with other people. Family members, could be colleagues, could be neighbors, could be a small group. So I put it on the desire, what do I want in my relationships? And then purting back, going back to goals, what do I have to do on a consistent basis through prayer to have the best shot of pulling that off? And then finally, it comes to work. That's why we're on the call tonight. How do you increase productivity? Here's the two benefits of knowing the difference between a goal and a desire. Personal productivity and inward peace. I found that to be true every single time. I've taught this message to 22,000 people in business, and they will continually tell me implementing or executing this has given me personal peace and outward productivity. I've now separated out a goal and separated that out from a desire. Now, here's the deal. It always goes north to south. It goes personal development, or you, that spills over to relationship, that spills over to work. So work is really the third priority here. I've got to get better. The more I work on myself, the more I'm productive. Then I've got to get along with people, because all business is relationship driven. And then finally, I've got to deal with the area of work. Now, let's take quick examples, and then I'll open up for questions. Would this be a goal or a desire in personal development? To shoot 18 holes of golf on an average score of 70. Goal or a desire? That would be a desire. Actually, that would be a fantasy, because I'm never going to do that probably. But put that down on the desire side. That's what I want. I want to be able to shoot over 18 holes of golf the end of 3 months, average score of 70. Then I pert back. What is it that I alone could do to have a better shot through prayer to shoot that kind of score? Okay, we could hit a bucket of balls in practice, take a lesson from a professional. You get the point. How about relationships? If I said, for example, I want to get along with my daughter, I have an anger issue with my daughter. All right. So my desire is to live in harmony and peace with her and not have anger toward her acting out. What would I do? Well, somebody could pray with me in that area, but what am I going to do that I alone can get better? I could pert back to a goal and say, I want to read a book on anger management. I want to seek a counselor who would help me with my problem with anger, et cetera, et cetera. Now, work. Moving down the line, what is my desire? What do you want to see happen in the business that you're in right now? Put it down in specifics. Could be money. It could be the number of people that are involved in your group. It could be a number of things. Put the desire down and then pert back over to the goal side and say to yourself, what do I have to do on a daily basis to have the best shot to get there? For example, it could be, I'm going to make 2 appointments every day for some time in the future. 2 appointments every day for some time in the future. That could be a desire you have, because you're, again, going to make calls until you get, the calls are what you can control, and what you get are the 2 appointments for some time in the future. You're going to meet with that individual to talk about your business. Actually, the prayer really is then, I pray that they show up at the meeting. I pray that they show up for the appointment. Now, going through all of this, you may have had a question or two about what really is this all about and how does it relate to you practically. Let's open it up. Let me see broad view that we just went over. Let me see if you have specific questions to ask that I can help you move forward. Guys, thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.